Good morning, Peter. Elgato's buddy. Hi, Bam Bam. I knew who that was. Hey, Aaron. Hi, BP. Good morning. BP, you are cold. Cold where you are. Next, for the next 6 months? No. Is it more like, not 6 months, Peter. I can't handle 6 months. Well, hello, and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you so very much. And hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. We're the best people in the chat always. And I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So thank you guys so much for being here. Hi, Audie. How are you? Ooh, let me turn that one off. I hope you are well. I hope your belly's feeling better. Oh, these upset stomachs in the morning is not fun. All right, today is Friday, February 3rd. Today in Denver, it is currently 31. Feels like 24, but I will take it. We're not in the minus. And we might get to a high of 50 today. Yes. Hey, Sith Ed, welcome. Today, and well, I'm not going to say, I'll wait and see if Brian comes in, but in Welland, Ontario, it is minus 14. It feels like minus 22. And they will have a high of minus 13 if they're lucky. They said cloudy skies with the sun trying to peek through the clouds. For Miss Mama Bear, when she comes in, it's two, feels like minus two, and they might get to minus 7 with cloudy skies. And for my friend BP, it is minus 10, feels like minus indeed, with a high of minus 11 with overcast skies. Minus, minus, minus. And Miss Audie says it is 56 in Arizona where she is. Man, cold everywhere. And that's cold for you guys, always having such warm weather. That's cold. So I need to put that down, to put Arizona on there. So today is two special birthdays. Well, I should say it's not his birthday today. His birthday, I believe, is tomorrow. But today is also Elmo's birthday. But on top of Elmo's birthday, it is TJ's birthday. And TJ in Canada, my little friend, your birthday is coming up tomorrow, I believe. I hope it's tomorrow. It might be Sunday, but I believe it's tomorrow. So this one is for you, TJ. Happy birthday. I hope that you start celebrating today and enjoy. I think you wanted Big Mac tacos too. Here you go. This one's for you. This is TJ's favorite song. Thank you, Savannah. Welcome. Is it Chef Ed? So glad to have you here. Dandy. Now, You're so very welcome. You sing it, TJ. Dance, TJ. It's your day. It's the day before your day, but dance anyway. Dandy. Hi, Christian.
And another thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to TJ and Elmo. TJ! Happy birthday, TJ. I hope that you have a great day tomorrow and get everything that you want. Yes. And again, it's also Elmo's birthday. For all of you guys who grew up with Elmo, it's Elmo's birthday. You're very welcome, Bam Bam. No problem. So today, for the word of the day, class, everybody pay attention to Ms. Jackson's in the house. Watch out. Today's word of the day is challenges, meaning a stimulating task or problem, looking for new challenges. And then the quote that I had to kind of go with that is, challenges are what make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. And that's by Joshua J. Marine. Challenges in life are just opportunities for success. So if it leads to success, why do so many not go at challenges head on? Because it's difficult and people like the easy path. If you face a challenge, there are usually two outcomes, failure or success. But here's the thing, I don't think failure is a bad thing. You actually learn and grow, hopefully, from your failures. From your failures, you find out what works and what didn't work. Look at the story of super successful people. Walt Disney got fired from his newspaper job because he lacked imagination. J.K. Rowling's lived on welfare and her books were rejected by all major publishers. Stephen King had his first novel rejected 30 times before it was published. Thomas Jefferson didn't invent the light bulb with the first try. So don't be afraid to go after those challenges that come into your life. Go at them head first. You will develop character and growth. Mm-hmm. That's what I said, and I will be right back. Welcome, QXIDZHQD. Nice to have you. Thank you for the likes. One of these times I'll get your name right. I'm sorry. My tongue doesn't like to roll. But thank you so much for the likes. Betty Elmson here in Austin. Hi to Mr. Christian. Good to see you. So we have some things trending before Aaron will get into sports. A couple of things, my update. We finally got our refrigerator 2 days ago after not having one for, I think, 14 days. We didn't have one in our house. And we have an older house, like I tried to explain. It doesn't have a door in through the garage, and it's been cold. And so thank goodness we have a refrigerator. But let me tell you, GE's customer service is horrible. And you guys, if you're looking for a career, look into trade schools, because with GE, we bought a brand new refrigerator, got it home. It didn't work. That was the issue. Then they didn't want, since we bought a package in case something happened, making us go through GE. Well, finally we fought and got a new refrigerator, and then GE started calling us. And since then, we've received 4 packages from GE in the mail, all refrigerator parts. We don't know how to fix a refrigerator. They never even spoke to us. All we said, it wasn't running. And they just keep sending us refrigerator parts without a mechanic. And so without a technician. And so the technician, they called us 2 days ago and said, oh, well, we're having such hard time finding technicians to work. So now they won't be able to come out until the 9th. And we're just like, oh, all right. Well, we've already got a new refrigerator. And thanks for all the parts, by the way. So that was our refrigerator dilemma. Thank goodness. Thank you. We got a new refrigerator. Happy about that. Some things that, it's not really trending, but it happened this day in music history, 64 days ago today, is the anniversary of the fatal plane crash that killed 3 important figures in rock and roll. Musicians Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. Richardson died, along with the pilot, Roger Peterson, in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa. In the thick of winter, the poor flight conditions led to the Peterson losing control of the plane, causing it to crash and claim the life of all 4 on board. The day was immortalized as the day the music died by this song by Don McLean, who sang about the accident in his song, American Pie. I can't remember if I cried. Welcome, ukulele. Something touched me deep inside. Hi, Prophet of the Nations. Good to see you. Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Threw my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. The good old boys were drinking whiskey and wine, singing, this will be the day that I die. You guys all remember the song? This will be the day that I die. Oh, thank you, BP.
To you write the book of love, and to you have faith in God above. If the Bible tells you so,
how you believe in rock and roll
and music.
Save your mortal soul, and
can you teach me how to dance
real slow? So I know that you're in love with him, cause I saw you dancing in the gym.
All right, that's a great song. So yeah, rest in peace. The music did kind of die. I mean, man, those were great. 3 lives shot, lost so young. It's sad. So for those of you who might be in Denver, we are having, I guess, we all see the same moon, I guess. We all see the same moon, but they say the full snow moon. Thank you, Audie, is here and you can see it. It'll be the February full snow moon will be illuminating the skies this weekend. According to the Farmer's Almanac, you can see it on Sunday. And then also in Denver, if you like puppies, golden retrievers, in the town of Golden, because today is Golden Day for golden retrievers, on Saturday, I think that this would be kind of fun to go see hundreds of golden retrievers in the town of Golden on Saturday. And they're having a big festival, and you can go and pup meet and mingle in the Parfait Park. There's free pup cups giveaway and vendor booths for all your little doggy treats, and there's just hundreds of golden retrievers. So if you want to be surrounded by golden retrievers, come to Golden tomorrow in Denver, and then afterwards go to the Denver's. They have a baby sloth that's brand new, baby little sloth, and they said they were not able to see if it is a boy or a girl in the ultrasound because it was hiding. And so they won't be able to know for a couple months if it's a male or female because it clings onto its mom and it doesn't move, and they won't be able to examine it. So there's that. And then it is also National Carrot Cake Day, and I will post a recipe for a yummy carrot cake on the Dina Jo podcast Facebook page. And I'm trying to get through all this before Aaron's little segment. And then National Wear Red Day for Women's Heart Disease, extremely important. So I guess we're supposed to be wearing red. I'm wearing black. Well, yeah, sorry. I'll put on my red poppy pin. There we go. And it is National Bubblegum Day. And there's two, National Bubblegum Day and then just plain old Bubblegum Day. Why they need two on one day, I don't know, but it's National Bubblegum Day. So we will be right back. We're going to get in. Aaron is here. He's going to teach his mom a little something and you guys about sports that he watched this week. It's actually pink, Christian. How did you not guess it was pink? All right, Aaron. I need to learn how to fade that out. So how are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. I got my Eagles gear for the Super Bowl. I'm just waiting for it to get in the mail.
Oh, you bought some more stuff, huh? Mail.
I'm rooting for the Eagles.
Thank you, BP.
Bowl, so I got a shirt and hat for the game.
Okay, so that's who you're rooting for is the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. And I don't like Kansas City.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Us Bronco fans, we don't like Kansas City. Yeah, no, we have a T-shirt and it's an old one that they were giving away. Gosh, I mean, probably 15 years ago, and it says FUKC.
Yeah.
I know people look at it and they're like, oh my gosh, what is she wearing? And it's orange because of the Broncos. They just don't they don't like each other. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we know who you're rooting for. So you have the Royal Rumble results, eh?
Yeah. So I was so happy. Cody Rhodes won the men's Royal Rumble match. He was the guy who was going through. He came back from that, that pectoral tear.
He's got
rehab and everything.
He's got really white hair.
Yeah, he does. And he's the American Nightmare.
Oh, okay. I like his jacket, though. The jacket that
I've seen his jacket before. And he's going to have a chance to choose which...
Thank you so much for the light. Which
championship to go for at WrestleMania this year since he won the Royal Rumble match.
Oh, okay. All right. Well... good for him. And then the girl who won, she looked Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, that's her name, Rhea, R-H-E-A, and she's from Judgment Day, and I really don't like Judgment Day that much.
She looks goth.
Yeah, that would be the best way to describe her.
That's funny. That's the best way to describe her. Yeah, she's got his neck tattoo.
She
is
has
weird.
Like a British accent too, which I've noticed.
Oh, well, maybe she's from Britain. Maybe she's from England. His neck tattoo is weird. Yeah. Oh, the blonde guy, the Cody Rhodes, has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, he's got like the skull thing. Like I can't remember which one on which side of his neck it's on.
Oh, okay. I got to see him. Yeah. He's got a very he's really staring at you. Everywhere I move on the computer, his eyes are like following me. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but still, I was happy to see him in the Royal Rumble because of all that.
Oh, she's up from Australia.
And then now getting a championship opportunity now.
Okay. Tuttles said she's from Australia.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Tuttles.
And then Bray Wyatt won the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match against
And it wasn't pitch black, you said.
No, most of the things were glow in the dark, so you'd be able to see them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then Bianca Belair, she retained her Raw Women's Championship. She's the one with the very long braid of hair.
Okay.
And then lastly,
I think I know who you're talking about.
Lastly, Roman Reigns, one of my favorites, defended his Universal WWE Championship against Kevin Owens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Sounds exciting. So when's the next one? Every Monday they have something, right?
Yeah, well, that... this was one of the premium, the Royal Rumble was one of the premium events, but tonight is Friday Night SmackDown. I'm probably going to record it to watch it later because I'm going to be watching the NHL skills competition that's happening from South Florida.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight on ESPN. Yeah, it's where the best, like all the best hockey players who get voted to the All-Star Game to compete in competitions like the fastest skater, hardest like shot, that kind of thing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Seth.
The fastest skater competition is you try to, it's the person who goes around the ice the fastest in like one lap around the ice as quickly as possible. Like whoever does it in the fastest time wins.
Okay. What do they win? A car? Money?
Well, I know in the All-Star game, the winning so the All-Star game format is, since there's four divisions in the NHL, I believe it's the Central, Atlantic, the Metropolitan, and I don't remember the fourth one, but it's the four All-Star teams. They play.
Thank you, Peter.
A 3-on-3 hockey tournament, basically, is the All-Star game format, and the winning team, the division of All-Star, the winning team from the division who went the winning division in the All-Star game wins $1 million.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's like two divisions play again, one game against each other in a semifinal. The other two do the same thing. And then after that, it will be the championship game between the two remaining division, like the two winners and that kind of thing. I mean, I really like it because it's competitive. It's also like 3-on-3 hockey as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't remember which division won the All-Star game last year in Vegas. That was the last All-Star game. That's where game was in Las Vegas. Because this year, it's in South Florida.
Okay, where it's warm. That's a lot of money to win, even after winning, making that much money just, you know, for playing during the season.
I know, but I still like the format. Like, it's each division playing against, division of All-Stars playing against each other in, like, a 3-on-3 hockey game for $1 million, and I can imagine they give away the $1 million for charity or something like that.
I don't know. They usually say it up front if they're playing for charity or not, or if they're playing for themselves.
I don't know. I know the NBA All-Star Game, with their format they've been doing for years, a couple years now, is whoever has the most votes in each conference is the team captain, and they get to assign their like their own team, like All-Stars from both the East and West. And then those two teams play against each other. And then in the All-Star game is each quarter acts as like a mini game. And the team who scores the most points in one of the three quarters gets like a certain amount of money for a charity that they're playing for. And then in the fourth quarter, add the cumulative score of the team who's in front, who's in the lead. They add 24 to that. And then in the fourth quarter, there's like no time. There's only a shot clock, and you play until one of the teams reaches the target.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Seth. Now, did you see what BP put in here?
Atlantic Metropolitan Central Pacific. Those are the four divisions in the NHL.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I wanted to make sure you saw that. Thank you. Thank you, Adi. Awesome. All right. Well, that sounds fun. And when did you say that was happening again?
The NHL All-Star Game?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the skills competition, like I said, is happening
tonight. Oh, they're all different. Okay.
And then the All-Star game is actually happening tomorrow.
Okay.
And speaking of that, I saw last night it was the Pro Bowl, the new Pro Bowl games from Las Vegas.
Those are football, right?
American football players, yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
There was competitions like there's the precision passing competition. There's I know at the end they play like some kind of dodgeball game against each other.
Oh, all right.
They play dodgeball.
So they're just out there having a good time.
Yeah, pretty much just showcasing like their talent pretty much.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I can do the precision passing competition, I think, because one, you have like 60 seconds to try to throw these footballs at like the different targets for a different amount of points.
Uh-huh.
Like deep in the corners of the end zone, there's like a big target where there was like a drone flying above the air with like a
target. And you get to try to hit it?
Not to hit the drone, but hit the target that's attached to it. And that was worth
I'd probably hit the drone.
And then, and there was like targets moving worth three, others worth four. There was worth one. Others were worth one. That was like
the that sounds kind of fun.
And then at the end, after the time was up, the competitors got a chance to try to go for about a 60-yard throw into this 10-point bucket for 10 points.
And who did anybody win it?
The winner, the person who got the highest score in that competition was Derek Carr from the Las Vegas Raiders. I believe he scored 31 points.
Wow.
Which I think was like the highest score I've ever seen in the competition. That's pretty good.
What is his, so what, for the Raiders, what position does he play?
Quarterback.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
that's
this
why
event
he's a
good
was
throw. For the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense because they throw. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And there was like other competitions and that kind of stuff. And of course, Peyton and Eli are the head coaches for the AFC and NFC this year.
Oh my gosh. I bet you they would be fun to have as a coach.
Yeah. And I know on this weekend, on I think either tomorrow or Sunday, they'll have more skills competitions in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have the flat AFC, NFC flag football games.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's the NFL. And you kind of talked about WWE, but did you talk about Raw, Monday Night Raw?
No, I saw, Cody Rhodes, he won the Royal Rumble, but he faced off against Finn Balor from
Hi, Ryan.
From Judgment Day. And I, like I said before, I don't really like Judgment Day at all.
Okay. Why are they, do they wrestle a bit nasty?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
I'm happy that Cody Rhodes beat Finn Balor in that match. And then apparently this next premium event for the WWE is called the Elimination Chamber, which I've never heard of.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it's like four, five, or six people in
one. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate you.
Chamber competing for a championship or something like that.
Okay.
I'll have to find out more information about it.
Yeah, for sure. And let us know.
Mm-hmm. And then Baron Corbin took on Johnny Gargano. This was a qualifying match for the Elimination Chamber, and Johnny Gargano won.
Okay.
So he's going to be participating, and then some other guy named Bronson Reed is also going to compete in the Elimination Chamber as well.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know from that Monday Night Raw, I heard that Rhea Ripley challenge the SmackDown Women's Champion, whoever it is, at WrestleMania this year.
Oh, okay. It's not, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
I thought she had a title of some sort.
The SmackDown Women's Champion right now is Charlotte Flair.
Oh, okay. So she took it from her. All right. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I seem to remember that not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Now that you say that. All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I believe tonight on SmackDown, since I'll record it later, Charlotte Flair is actually going to defend her SmackDown Women's Championship, I think.
She's going to smack it down, huh?
Well, I mean, we'll see. Moving on from that, I heard the Broncos got a new head coach.
Finally, huh?
Yeah, we got
nobody wanted to come here.
We got Sean Payton, the former New Orleans Saints head coach.
Oh, okay. Is he good?
Yeah, he's got the most experience out of all the people who I heard the Broncos were interviewing for the head coaching position.
Yeah.
And he's been to the playoffs so many times. He's won a Super Bowl, and I'm just really happy he's here in Denver, because I thought originally he backed out because he wanted to go back to like television or something. Cause I know he was on Fox.
Oh, okay.
Like doing the Fox NFL stuff.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy that he's going to be our next head coach here in Denver.
Sometimes it's hard to pick up your family and move, you know?
Yeah.
Hi, Dee. Good to see you. Yeah, I sure hope he does something with our team and with our quarterback. That's for sure.
Yeah, help him improve and that kind of stuff.
Because
yesterday when I was watching the Pro Bowl Skills Showdown, I heard only two Denver Broncos made it to the Pro Bowl this year, and they were both both played defense.
Which ones?
The other one I don't remember, and then the other one was Patrick Surtain the second.
Oh, okay.
Those were the only Broncos who made the Pro Bowl, and I saw Patrick Surtain. He was participating in like this best catch competition, and him and the Horace Miles, who we've met at the Broncos 7K a few times, they got onto that crazy zip line in Las Vegas where looks like you're coming out of a big giant slot machine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're just zipping down like down that one street where it has like the,
you're over everybody.
Yeah. It looks crazy. And
it looks kind of fun. I think it looks kind of fun. I think I would do it.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So I did some research on the Rockies schedule just to see who they were going to be playing on my birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they're going to be on the road against the Baltimore Orioles on a Sunday.
Oh, wow. That happened twice in 2 years in a row, huh?
Yeah, they're playing against the Orioles on Sunday, August 27th at, I believe it's like an 11:30 a.m. game, actually.
Gotcha.
Something like that. So I was just... They don't really play American League teams that often, though. Especially
the Broncos? I'm sorry, the Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah, because they'll usually play, because I remember in the past they would usually play like one of their divisional opponents on my birthday, like San Diego, the Dodgers, or even Arizona. Or San Francisco.
All right. Well, maybe they'll come play back here at home one of these years.
Hopefully next year. Hopefully.
You can go to one that's around your birthday. Thank you, Adi. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Peter.
That they have a better season this year, too.
Yeah. They need to be. Our team. Yes. Seemed like the only team here wrong was the Avalanche that did pretty well. Yeah, our soccer needs improving. Our baseball needs improving. Our football needs improving. We need improving.
Yeah, and speaking of Super Bowl, I found some Super Bowl facts to share with you.
Okay.
As we, count down to the days of the big game.
Gotcha.
So the Vince Lombardi Trophy weighs about 7 pounds, and it's cost over $50,000.
Holy crap. I was going to say, okay, so does each team get one of those, or is it just passed along? Is it one of those things that
I believe each team gets one of those to keep for their own.
Okay.
And the one to pass around, like you were saying, I think it reminds me of the Stanley Cup, because I don't think they can't afford to create another Stanley Cup, so they just etch the team's name onto the trophy, and then they give the Stanley Cup trophy back until like the next champion or something like that.
I see. All right. Welcome back.
All right. The Super Bowl in Arizona. This
almost music time.
This will
sorry,
be
Aaron.
Sorry, it's okay. This will be the fourth time Arizona will be hosting the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, yeah. It's by Audi. Audi is close to you, that stadium. Like, do you ever do, I don't think you do ride shares anymore more than deliver the food stuff. But I wonder if that makes, if you can make good money. But then you might get those drunk people in your car vomiting and stuff. I don't know. Yeah. No, it's way. Oh, okay. All right. We actually went there once. Where were we, Aaron? Oh, we went for a wedding and then we went, it was closed, but we walked around the stadium and saw them roll the grass out.
Game store a little bit.
Yeah.
And then across the street, we saw there was a fountain across the street that was moving to music sort of.
Oh yeah. It was a big outdoor
mall.
Eating, like a mall kind of, but it was all food places you could eat. And then they had
there was a few retail stores in there too.
Yeah. To buy souvenirs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There was also, I remember it was also this mall was kind of near this arena where the Coyotes played hockey.
Yes.
Like their arena or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember you and I, and I think Lewis, we went to this restaurant there called the Fox Sports Grill, I think it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In Arizona.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So more facts about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl Sunday is actually the second highest food consumption day following Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I believe that. Everybody has their, all their snacks and chips and dips and wings and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I could totally see that.
Okay, and then each Super Bowl team gets 108 official balls.
Okay.
To use for the game, I guess.
Right.
And then lastly, the first Super Bowl was back in 1967.
Okay.
That was between the Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers.
Do you know who won?
That first Super Bowl was won by the Green Bay Packers.
Nice. Thank you, Peter.
35-10.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So any more Super Bowl facts?
No, those are some interesting facts that I searched and looked up and put into here since we're counting down the days to the big game.
Yeah. When is it again? February
12th.
12th. All right, everybody. Get your recipes out. Everybody's going to be munching on food.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the commercials.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is only the one day of the year I really pay attention to the commercials.
Yeah, they haven't been that funny lately.
No,
but
they
hopefully
haven't.
This
I
year
hope
they
funny
will be.
This year at least.
Yeah, remember we got to watch for the one with Ozzy Osbourne in it, The Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, and I've been seeing teasers for the Super Bowl commercial with Dave Grohl in it. He's the lead singer of Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
To be honestly, I like the guy because he seems down to earth. Because he reminds me of the. This is probably one of my favorite Hot Ones episodes. He was on that show on YouTube that I like to watch where they're
eating hot sauce.
Eating hot sauce and spicy wings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was handling it very well. And he's an outgoing guy, I would say.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool dude.
Well, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
Thank you so, so very much for coming in again. And telling us about sports,
you're welcome.
Giving us a little of what you watched, and I can't wait to figure it out next week and hear everything you have to say. Coming up, though, I know that I'm going to have a Valentine's Day cooking show along with the music, with recipes and stuff, and I'm not sure if we're going to do it on a Friday or a Wednesday, so we might have to talk about that. We might flip you. All right. Well, thank you.
See you later. Bye, guys.
Go Eagles, and I will be right back with dance music. All right, guys, so for dance music, get your little dancing shoes on. We're going to have some music. Some of it I know, some of them I don't know, but we're going to get down. The first one I have on the list today is Like a G6. Like a G6, like a G6. And for those that are new to the show, you have to deal with me singing. Sorry, I don't use auto-tune. It's just me. So Like a G6, the Far East Movement is a Asian American hip hop group formed in 2003 in Los Angeles, California, consisting of Kev Nesh, Progress, Jay Spliff, and DJ Vermin. When this song reached number one on the Hot 100 charts dated October 30th, 2006, Far East Movement became the first multi-member act to take an international chart appearance to the summit since D4L hit the top with Laffy Taffy in 2006. What to know what it means to be, I want to know what it means to be Slizzard. Slizzard is the band saying it means you're a few drinks away from getting wheeled out of the club on a gurney. Okay, sounds like fun. All right, y'all, it's a little too early to get Slizzard here, but you can shake your booty instead. Here's the Far East Movement with Like a G6.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor.
Am I right? Like a 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly like a G6. Like a G6, like a G6.
Adi, I know you're shaking it. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Seth. That is Far East Movement with Like a G6 off the album Party Animal Mixtapes in 2010. All right. This one is definitely for Miss Audie. And if you have not seen the Alanis Morissette parody of this song, you have to check it out because it's awesome. So here is, well, not yet. Let me tell you a little bit about the song first. It's My Humps by Black Eyed Peas. My Humps is written and produced by the group's member Will.i.am musically. It's a hip hop dance song structured as a duet between Will.i.am and Fergie. The song sparked controversy because of its title and its lyrics, which centers around a woman who uses her breastises and her buttocks to get her goals accomplished. Alrighty. It was released as the third single from Monkey Business on September 20th, 2005 on A&M Records and Interscope Records. By our count, the phrase "my humps" is repeated 34 times. This one, Black Eyed Peas, a Grammy in the Best Pop Duo Group with the Vocal category. In 2007, Alanis Morissette recorded a slow, sultry version with a video poking fun at the original. It became a YouTube phenomenon and showcases the humorous side of Alanis. And yes, if you see Alanis Morissette with her booty, that's my booty. I don't got Fergie's booty. Fergie sent Morissette a butt-shaped cake after being impressed by her interpretation of the song. So she loved it. So here is Black Eyed Peas with My Humps. My Humps, My Humps, My Lovely Lady Lumps.
you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you drunk up off my humps. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out.
I drive these girls as crazy. I do it on the daily.
They treat me really nicely. They buy me Livy's Icy. Dolce and Cabana. Fendi and Madonna. Caring all, they're sharing all. Their money's got me wearing fine.
So we're going to move on. That is the Black Eyed Peas with My Humps, My Lovely Lady Lumps, off their Monkey Business album in 2005. All right, now that you're warmed up, we're going to go with a little Bad Romance. It's a song by American singer Lady Gaga from her debut studio album, The Fame. Gaga wrote and produced the song with Red One. In the U.S., the song peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and was certified 11 times platinum by the Record Industry Association of America, having sold 5.9 million digital downloads as of 2019. Bad Romance also won a Grammy Award for the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. So here is Miss Lady Gaga with Bad Romance. All right, Peter.
I want your drama, a touch of your hand. I want your leather studded kiss in the sand. I want your love. Love, love, love. I want your love.
You know that you want to. You know that I need you. I want it bad, bad romance.
I want your love and I want your revenge. I want me. Oh, la, 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 la,
horror, I want you to sign. Cause you're a criminal, as long as you're mine, I want your love.
All right, so that is the third song on my list today, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, off her album, The Fame Monster. And so the fourth song that I have on our list today is going to be 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. 24 Karat Magic is the song by American singer Bruno Mars. It's also written by Mars, Philip Lawrence, and Christopher Brody Brown. This song, Bruno is a dangerous man with some money in his pocket, which he uses to buy the finest in pimpwear, a mink coat, a pinky ring, and the finest shoes Inglewood, California has to offer. You can be irritated with Mars because of his splendid style and superb jewelry, but as he points out in the second verse, Jesus is responsible for gracing him with the talent and riches, so there's no use condemning him for it. We too flesh, gotta blame it on Jesus, hashtag blessed. So here is Mr. Hashtag blessed in his mink coat and pinky ring, Bruno Mars with 24 Karat Magic. Welcome to USC Santa Nesmith. Put your what y'all trying to do? In the shelter. Guess who's back again? Don't know that he's walking. Dragon Ball's finest crew. Woo woo! Welcome back, D. Yeah. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Put your pinky finger to the moon. What y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. You're very welcome. That is Mr. Hashtag Blast, Bruno Mars, with 24 Karat Magic off his album of the same name, 24 Karat Magic, in 2016. All right, we are going to move on to the fifth song on my list, and it is going to be Only Girl in the World by Rihanna. Only Girl in the World is written by Crystal Johnson in collaboration with producers Stargate and Sandy V. This sold an impressive 126,000 copies in the UK on debut day. However, Rihanna had to settle for number 2 spot on that UK singles chart. The song was Rihanna's 4th single to top the chart in 2010, making her the first ever female and the first artist overall since Usher in 2005 to reach number 1 with so many times in a single calendar year. The other 3 singles were Rude Boy, Love the Way You Lie, and of course, What's My Name. Here is Rihanna with Only Girl in the World. Mm-hmm. rocking out. It's so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. You guys can click on Rockin' Al's profile. He's a great podcast, pre-recorded, positive information. Get you lifted up. I don't know, D. Loud in 2010. All right, so number six, we're gonna go on to Thrift Shop by Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, featuring Wands. I think that's how you say his name. Macklemore, Ryan Lewis are American hip hop duo from Seattle, Washington. Macklemore, the rapper, and Ryan Lewis, a DJ and record producer. Macklemore and Lewis' single Thrift Shop reached number one on the Hot US Billboard Hot 100 in 2013. The single was soon dubbed the first song since 1994 to top the Hot 100 chart without the support of a major record label by Billboard. Although Macklemore, in his slightly unusual recording contract, pays a nominal percentage of the sales to use Warner Brothers Record Radio Promotional Department to push his singles. Whoosh. All right. The pair won four Grammy Awards at the 2014 ceremony, including Best New Artist, Best Rap Album for The Heist, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Performance for Thrift Shop. So here they are, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Wands with Thrift Shop.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
Thank you, Peter.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a color. This is an awesome.
Thank you, D.
Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn, that's a cold ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pinks and my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this.
I remember when it was a thing and everybody went to the thrift shop to get clothes.
Hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hello, I could take some clothes, make them cool, sell those. So stick your head to be like, oh, you got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
I'm a hunting, looking for a coming. This is fucking awesome.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is fucking awesome.
What you know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What you know about wearing a bird box skin? I'm digging, I'm searching right through that.
All right, that's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Wise with Thrift Shop off their album The Heist in 2012. We're going to move on to Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell Williams. We all know the controversy about this song. Well, Thicke went into the studio with Pharrell in the summer of 2012. He just wanted to create a track that embodied the fun vibe. Within an hour, the duo came up with the song. The song was Robin Thicke's his first Hot 100 charter. This was 2013's top-selling single in both the U.S. and the U.K. The song sold 6.5 million copies in America. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis Thrift Shop was the year's second biggest with 6.15 million. Here is Robin Thicke with T.I. and Pharrell with Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up.
If you can't be for the same, if you can't be for the same,
maybe I'm going crazy.
Maybe I'm going blind. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
Hi, Hanny. We came just in time to dance.
Get nasty, get ahead of me.
What do painted dreams for when you've got the jeans on? What do painted dreams for?
You're the hardest thing in the place.
I feel so lucky.
You wanna love me? What else would love me?
Okay, now view is closed. Try to domesticate you.
Hi, AJFJ. How are you, my friend? I hope that you are well. It's so good to see your, I want to say your face, but you know what I mean. I hope you're well. Thank you, Seth, for the like. Thank you, Ari.
Good girl.
I'm doing well. I'm singing and dancing as usual. I hope you're well, AJ. All right, so that is Robin Thicke featuring T.I. Pharrell with Blurred Lines. That's the album Blurred Lines in 2013. Now, this next one, I didn't actually know this next one until I looked it up. It's called Scream and Shout. It's Will.i.am featuring Britney Spears. Scream and Shout is a song by American recording artist Will.i.am, and again, featuring Britney Spears, taken from the former's fourth studio album, #Willpower. And this was the first single to be released where Britney Spears was the featured rather than the lead artist. The song was Will.i.am's fourth UK number one as a solo or guest act and the ninth of his career overall, taking into account the five that he had chart toppers with Black Eyed Peas. The song is an electric pop dance track with lyrics about having a good time out at night. And it says it samples It's Britney, Bitch, which was used in Spears' 2007 single, Gimme More. So here is Will.i.am featuring Miss Britney Spears with Scream and Shout. Aw, thank you, AJ. It's good to see you. You have a birthday coming up.
Bring the action.
When you have us in the club, you're gonna tap, turn it up. You're gonna tap, turn it up. You're gonna tap, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us.
Very robotic.
All eyes on us.
Yes, I do remember. Of course I do.
They're watching us. They're watching us. They're watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us, all eyes on
us, all eyes on us. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying, oh, we are, 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 oh, we are. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout.
Aw, thank you, Annie. You're the best. Oh, there was the Britney bitch. I heard it. Welcome, PWGHJXZI. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Miss Hanny.
Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Let it go, rock it out, rock it out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, have, turn it up and don't turn it down.
All right, that is Will I Am featuring Miss Britney Spears, bitch, with Scream and Shout off the Willpower album in 2012. Well, sorry, Brittany, I need to turn you down because we need to play another song, and it is Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. Moves Like Jagger is a song by America band Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. The lyrics refer to the man's ability to impress a love interest with his dance moves, which he compares to those of Mick Jagger. Adam Levine said why he likes the moves like the veteran Stones frontman. He said, I've been a student of the Jagger School of Interesting Movements for 17 years. I'm graduating next fall with honors, he says. His moves are a very carefully calculated but slightly spastic, incredible rhythmic move in which all of your limbs and every bone of your body are completely moving at different times, and it's impossible to recreate. Nobody has moves like Jagger. That's kind of the point. That's why it's so fun, and it's, you got to give it a try. So, all right, everybody, let's get up and move every bone to your body. Here is Maroon 5 with Moves Like Jagger. Oh, thank you, AJ. Thank you, Sad. Thank you.
If you feel like I take it away and make it okay, I swear I'll behave. You want to control, so you waited on the show.
Now we're naked,
cause I'm a kid. My ego is dead, and I don't give a shit.
And it goes like this.
Get in the car, you can ride it wherever you want.
inside it, and you won't steal. I'm not shifting gears, I'm digging from here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it goes like this. Take it from the toy and I'll show you. Kiss me to your trunk and I'll show you all the moves, my Jagger. I've got the moves, my Jagger. I've got the moves, my Jagger.
Show you.
Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves, my Jagger.
I've got the moves, my Jagger.
Welcome, Forge 14.
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control of me just for the night. Let's share a secret. You're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see it. So won't you learn? I'll show you twice. Head to toe. Oh, baby, roll me right. Let's share my secret.
That is Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera with me as backup singer. All right, we're gonna move on to number 10 on my list and one of my favorites. Pitbull, featuring Kesha with Timber. Timber is the song by American rapper Pitbull featuring American singer Kesha. The song was the 90th most popular song of the decade, according to Billboard. It peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for three consecutive weeks. It also topped the charts in over 15 additional countries. According to IFPI, the song sold 9.6 million units worldwide in 2014, including single-track downloads, track-equivalent streams, becoming the sixth best-selling song of the year. It was certified 15 times platinum in Norway, diamond in the U.S. And Germany, and 7 times platinum in Australia and Canada, and gold or higher in 14 additional countries. So here they are, Pitbull featuring Kesha with Timber.
It's going down. I'm yelling Timber.
Let's make a night. You will remember. I'll be the one you overhear. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Timber. Swing up on the burning man. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one you won't forget.
It's going down.
Thank you, Hanny.
You better dance. You won't remember. I'll be the one you won't forget. Oh, oh, oh.
It's about to go down. All right, that is Pitbull featuring Kesha with Timber off
the album Global Warming Meltdown in 2013. The number 10 song on my list today. All right. Whew. Dancing. All right. The number 11 song is Happy by Pharrell. I'm off the album Despicable Me 2. Most hit songs around this time were written by teams of writers, but this one was entirely composed by Pharrell Williams, who was formerly the Nerd lead singer, or N-E-R-D lead singer, and the Neptunes producer. He wrote and recorded the song for the soundtrack for the 3D computer animated action comedy film Despicable Me. The song was nominated for an Oscar, but lost out to Frozen. It's number one, Let It Go. So let it go. But here, we'll be happy with Pharrell. Here we go.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine is here, you take a break. Hot air balloon at the core space. But the hair, I don't care, baby, I'm aware.
Well, there's a hot air balloon flying over in Montana. What is up with that?
At the moment, if you feel like happiness is the truth, clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Come on, news, this and that. Give me all you got, don't hold it back. Well, I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
No offense to you, don't waste your time.
Here's why. Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy, I'm alone.
If you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy,
clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy,
clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Bring me down, can't numb you. Bring me down, you love so high. Bring me down, can't numb you. Bring me down, I said. Bring me down, can't numb you. Bring me down, you love so high. Bring me down.
Thank you, Audie. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Rockin' Al. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Hanny. Thank you, Peter. And that is Mr. Pharrell with Happy off the album Despicable Me 2, original motion picture soundtrack in 2013. I hope you all are happy and smiling right now, because now we're going to get on the floor with Ms. Jennifer Lopez. On the Floor is a song recorded by singer J-Lo featuring, again, Pitbull. The song was Lopez's first Hot 100 to top 10 hit as the lead artist in 8 years. This incorporates a sample of the 1989 hit single Lambada by Coma. Coma, I think that's how you say it. The song development was motivated by Lopez's Latin heritage and pays homage to her career beginnings as a dancer. So here is Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull with On the Floor.
J-Lo.
Yeah,
the
side.
It's a new generation.
It's worldwide.
Party people.
Get on the floor, daddy. Get on the floor.
Let me introduce you to the party people in the club.
I'm a little sauce, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby,
it's the truth, the truth.
I'm like Inception, look what you bring. I don't see no suits. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no. Cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
Not a Tonka truck!
You go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. You can sweat on the floor, yeah, you work It's Africa. Dance the night away.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Peter. Welcome, Herbert. Welcome, XB and BNFDX. La 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 la. Thank you, BP. Thank you, D.
If you're a criminal, kill it on the floor. Stealing drink on the floor. On the floor. Don't stop. Keep it moving. Put your drinks up. It's getting ill. It's getting sick on the floor. We never quit. We never rest on the floor. If I ain't going, we found it that on the floor. Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza. Straight to LA, New York, Vegas to Africa. Dance the night away. Live your life and stay on the floor.
Alright, so that is Miss Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull with On the Floor off her album Love in 2011. We are going to move on to I Can't Feel My Face is a song performed by Canadian singer The Weeknd. Rolling Stones ranked it the best song of 2015. It was also nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, Record of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance. The song experimented commercial success, peaking at number 1 on both the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and Canadian Hot 100. The single was also peaked at number 1 in Mexico, New Zealand, Denmark, Ireland, South Africa, and was the top 10 single in other territories. This was voted the best song of 2015 by Billboard magazine critics. They said that there's enough hooks in this one single for a dozen chart toppers. So here he is, The Weeknd, with I Can't Feel My Face.
I love this song.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we're both in them. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both think we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. I love it. I love it.
Welcome back, AJ.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. I love it. I love it. I know she'll be the death of me, at least we're both numb. And I know she'll get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. And my misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, God, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go. Without it, she told me you'll never be alone. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it.
Yeah, it does sound like Michael Jackson.
When I'm with you.
That is The Weeknd with I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You. Off the album Beauty Behind the Madness in 2015. All right. Thank you, Weeknd. We're going to move on to Calvin Harris with Feel So Close. I like this song too, and I didn't know that he actually was the singer on this. This is the 11th single released by Scottish dance producer and recording artist Calvin Harris, and the second from his third album, studio album. The song finds Harris himself providing the vocals, despite previously saying he'd given up singing on his own material. The song debuted at number 2 on the UK singles chart, becoming Harris's sixth solo top 10 single. It also marked his second single to chart the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. This was one of the few hit songs of the time in the dance genre that has just one credited songwriter. While most other tracks with this sound were collaborations, Harris is the only writer on this one. So let's dance, guys. Calvin Harris with Feel So Close.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Good workout song. Thank you, Hanny. Thank you, Peter. But if you're dancing, you are working out. So that is Calvin Harris with Feel So Close off the 18-month album in 2011. So my last dance song I have for you guys today is Shut Up and Dance. Shut Up and Dance is a song by American pop rock band Walk the Moon from their third studio album, Talking is Hard. The song originated with vocals. Nicholas Patrika went to a Los Angeles dance club to blow off some steam. When he started complaining when it was taking forever to get a drink at a bar, a girl came up to him and said, "Shut up and dance with me." The song became the band's biggest hit to date, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and becoming a number 1 hit on the magazine Alternative Song Chart and Hot Adult Contemporary Chart. So here is Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding my. She said, shut up and dance with me.
Oh, thank you, Audie.
Oh, shut up and dance with me. Tones of the night, the chemical, physical, kryptonite.
Thank you, Audie. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, AJ. Have a good day, AJ.
Time to know how it happened. Took the phone and she said, "Don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me." I said, "You're holding back." She said, "Shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny."
Bye, Peter. See you later.
Juliet, teenage dream. I knew we'll be together. She took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor. She said, "Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said,
One of these Fridays, I'll play all of these one night. I'll play all of them in their entirety. I'll get up and do it. This is my last song, Walk the Moon. Shut up and dance with me. All right, so I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you, if I can find my magical effects. Let's see. We'll turn that one off. Sorry, guys, I didn't have that one planned. I hope you guys have a good day. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. It's going to try to, just don't let it. Thank you guys so much, all you new people. I hope you followed me so you'll come back. I appreciate all your help and support. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. Watch your back. The world, it really has gone crazy, and you need to be careful everywhere you're at. You be careful. Just be careful. And I'll see you around Podbean. Bye.